Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what the hell? What's the Fed going to do today? You never know what's on their mind, and of course, the markets have now made record highs 6 days in a row. We are never going down again, and I think Warren Buffett said at a meeting that Dow's going to 1 million in 100 years. I go, okay, well that makes sense. Just take 9% and do that. You know, every year you'll get to 1 million. I don't know. It's really the dullest, quietest markets I've seen, and I don't know that I've ever seen them like this before. I try to think back, but you know, I'm old. Can't always remember, but I do know this, that we've got everybody. We know there's not going to be an interest rate hike, although there should be. We know that they're clueless. And they have no idea. That's a fact. But the one point that everybody's kind of making a big deal about is the unwinding of the balance sheet. Now, we've talked about this in the past. They don't necessarily have to unwind the balance sheet. They could just certainly let the bonds that they own go to maturity. And just to get out that way. So the only real reason for them to unwind the balance sheet is to get a backdoor rate hike. Because depending on the speed in which they would liquidate their bond portfolio, you know, if bonds futures go down, interest rates go higher. So that could be a way for them to hike the rate. I'm not saying that they're going to do that. I'm saying that that is an option that certainly can be done. So at the end of the day, we're having a whole, I guess we'll say, much ado about nothing. But I think we are continuing to see the same theme of nothing, the same theme that they are clueless and that they have no idea, that they have no idea how to run a business, they have no idea how to handle debt, they have no idea how to do anything. It is amazing that probably the most powerful organization in the world is totally lost as to how to handle this whole thing. And so the street is on this. Well, we don't know what to do, and we've been basically in nowhere's land. I mean, we've gone absolutely nowhere. But we've tortured a lot of the people in the world, small business, farmers, anybody with product. But, of course, as long as the big guys are doing okay, I guess it's okay, right? As long as the big banks are cleaning up, I guess everything's okay, because that's really what, you know, what it's coming down to. And of course, the Federal Reserve is the head of the central banks, and of course, why wouldn't they want the banks to do much better? It's kind of a, you know, kind of a twist, you know, but I think that this is one of the things that, you know, if you look at it, it makes logical sense. That, you know, a lot of the things they do is, it feels to me like they have no idea what they're doing. No. You know, am I right? Am I wrong? Well, I mean, you judge for yourself. But I think that overall, I'm right. I look at what they're doing. I look at their whole MO. And as far as I'm concerned, they don't do jack. As far as I'm concerned, they have caused major destruction of the economy. They've done a good job at propping up the economy. They've done a good job at what they do their best, which is bubble building. But they have not done a good job in what we talk about in how to actually make everything work together. So, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, they're going to do something. And, of course, I believe in their history, they've never made the right call. So I don't know why I would expect this time to be any different. As we know, markets are never different. So why would I expect them to do anything different that would actually benefit the overall economy today? Which, of course, I don't think that that's going to happen. I believe that they're going to do the same old garbage and double talk themselves through. And that's where I think we will see the overall garbage pail pick up once again. And that's something that I think is the deal. And, you know, I wish I could say better things, but I don't think that you can. I don't think that they've done anything that would warrant me saying anything better. I don't think that they would warrant anything that would say that, hey, you know, we're in much better shape. I think they've done a crappy job. I think that they've totally destroyed many. I think they've propped up the very system that destroyed us in the first place. And I think that's their typical MO. This is not news. I'm not, you know, going to something that's different all of a sudden. This is what they do all the time. Have we ever seen anything else or anything different from them? And the answer is no. They are not, in my eyes, they're not qualified to do anything. Okay? And I don't think that they've benefited the overall United States or America's economic system. They've done one thing. Okay. Well, they've done two things. They've created an enormous amount of debt and they've propped up the stock market, which is fine. But, you know, markets will do great on their own if you somehow did what you were supposed to do, which was let the money somehow trickle down to everybody else, then we would spend it and the economy would be growing instead of contracting. And we wouldn't have these jobs problems and everything else going on. But again, that's just me. I'm only one guy, okay? But I'm pretty irritated about the whole situation. I don't understand it. I don't think it's done right. I think this is, again, a perfect reason why, at worst, these guys need to be audited. But I think you're going to find that most likely they should be ended. Okay? Central banking is nothing more than a Ponzi scheme. And that's what we're paying for. And quite frankly, it pisses me off. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And I don't know if you've caught my new feature, but every day I do a daily update for 4 or 5 minutes just on what's going on and what to look for the next day. You can get that at BubbaTrading.com. We can also email it to you. If you shoot me your email and say, hey, I want to hear from Bubba every day. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break and we'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, I always have something to share with you. And let's share some stuff with you. So let's go do it right now. Here we go. What's up? What's up? Welcome aboard. It is Monday night, and of course you can see the theme, and of course that's only because we do have the Fed meeting this week, and of course they're going to tell us what they're going to do. I have no idea. I don't think they know what they're going to do yet. But they'll sit around on the ivory tower for a couple of days and kind of talk and whatever they're going to do, and we'll see what it looks like. But I don't expect much. I think it's going to once again come down to the verbiage of what they say. I think you look at the way that gold, for example, reacted today. That would mean that the Fed is doing something that would counter the advantage of gold. The bonds are down today. There's a lot, but it's hard to try to outguess into them. And especially in a market that's just totally pathetic and totally dead. Right. I mean, that's really what we have here now is a market that is just totally dead. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, again, we're not complaining. It just that's what it is. That's what we have right now. There's no movement. The markets get stuck in these ridiculously tight ranges. I mean, I think the Dow future today, and just take a look. But I believe, I know there was no trades to be made. So I believe it got stuck in like less than a 20 tick range for like almost the entire day. Here, so we popped up and basically about 20, 25 points for the entire day. I mean, that's just, that's pathetic. All right. But that's what it is. That's the market we have, and we can't argue with the market we have. That's the market we got, and that's the market we got to deal with. So we'll deal with it. And the best way to deal with a market like this is, you know, you're doing your credit spreads, and, you know, again, they can go for or against, but you're not going to expose yourself here to a lot of exposure, because whatever side you take, and it doesn't matter, you're taking a guess, because the fuel or the power in the market, there's not enough to make it do anything. All right. So the best opportunity you have is to sell the credit. And of course, I'm having a trip down memory lane. And those of you who have been with me the longest know I've told the story about Yahoo many times. And I go back to the late 90s, and the Badger and I were massively short the NASDAQ, Yahoo, CMGI, all those stocks that we knew could never make money. All right. But of course, we were eventually forced out. And of course, they finally did do what we thought they were going to do, but we weren't there to enjoy the risk, the reward of our risk. And then, of course, to top it all off, we had, in those days, had a trader working for us in the NASDAQ futures pit. And we took a big short position in the NASDAQ futures. And we said to him, his name was Johnny. Johnny, whatever you do, do not cover. We don't care. We know what the risk is. We're not covering. And of course, in March, they opened down about, you know, it was like a $30,000 trade winner. He covered. We went crazy and yelled at him. And of course, that was the top tick of the day. That was the top tick of the move forever. And of course, in the meantime, it is what it is. But so this is my trip down memory lane. I'm looking at Tesla in that same fashion. Again, I know it goes up all the time, and I've lost plenty trying to short it, and I'm not running in today, but there's no chance the stock is going to be at 400. I don't care, whatever. There's no way it's going to be here, but it doesn't mean that they're not going to break me getting there. So obviously they won't do that. But we have to be careful and watch it. But these are warning signs of a market gone mad. NVIDIA is a sign of a market gone mad. And again, I'm not saying that the companies can't go up. I'm just saying that these are signs of total greed chasing after the market. The words of wisdom, which no call can start without, and that's from our friend Connie. And success is a journey, not a destination. And of course, it's the bumpy road to success. You know, I always like to say one thing: if it was easy, then everybody would be sitting home in their jockey shorts doing this and not working. It takes work, it takes patience, it takes time, and you have to allow yourself. That explains why you bitch so much. What explains why I bitch so much? I'm not sure what you're referring to, young man. But yeah, I do bitch a lot. I'm a bitch. What can I tell you? And speaking of that, I'm a bitch. Let's just get right to it right now. All right. My bitch. All right. Jamie Dimon. I'd like to bitch at him anyways, but obviously I've got so many, but you know, he made comments on Bitcoin and the coin in a bubble. And I'm not saying that it's not a bubble. All right. Again, I'm not a convert, but I didn't believe in the technology, and I didn't believe in the alternative currency back when it started. And I have been a convert that I do have some belief right now. But for Jamie Dimon to come out and call it a bubble, okay, he's doing that for one reason, in my opinion. They're involved, okay? They have Bitcoin. They're playing that market, okay? And they're trying to keep the prices under control until they can figure it out. In my opinion, again, this is not fact, this is opinion, these banks, you know, they're afraid that if this actually becomes successful, that their free money printing days are over, all right, which is another issue. And they're trying to figure out this technology and this blockchain and everything else. I mean, it's already being used to great success for with many different people. And of course, Overstock.com's, what the hell's his name? I forget his name, but Patrick was on today. And of course, he's been taking Bitcoin for quite a while. You know, it's a little bit outside the box. And again, I'm not telling you to go out and buy it. I'm just saying that, you know, Jamie Dimon is, they're trying to buy it and they've got involvement in this technology and they're playing it. well, you know, I don't think that he wants to roll it over. I think he wants to buy it. I think they're in it. I think they're involved. I mean, Goldman Sachs turned on a lot of people on the blockchain technology, and they're heavily involved. Again, that's a sneaky little world that they're in, and I don't like it. I mean, I've traded against them for years, and that was always the big thing in the pits. They're obviously always trying to trap you. So he's probably buying with both hands and feet. again, they're involved. There's no question in my mind. I'll bet any amount of money, just like the same bet I made on, and whoever, I've read who accepted it, but I have it in my book, on my Apple 170 for this year. All right. Anyways, so the Dow, new record. We're going to the moon. We might have Dow 1 billion pretty soon. In the meantime, we just keep going up. Now, again, I'm not going to tell you it's going down because it's not. It's a market that just continues to try to gyrate itself higher. Volume is low. Yes, Friday was big, but we knew it was going to be big. That's the triple witching day. But in the meantime, we go up every day, and it doesn't have to be big. It just kind of crawls up, but that's the theory between dull and drifting markets. They're gonna go higher. Basically, you can count on one thing: if the markets are dull, okay, the equities are gonna go higher and commodities are gonna go lower. Why? Because there's always money flowing into the equity market, and there's not always money flowing into the commodities markets. So as they become dull, they continue to try to drift higher. Nobody's in the way. Nobody's stopping it. And we'll see. Again, I'm not telling you this is a top. I'm not a seller here. I'd like to be a seller, but I can't. I think right now you'd have to look at probably 22,000 as a spot to step in and buy if that's what you're looking for. I think that makes sense. That's the breakout level. That's where we broke out of the consolidation pattern. So I would look for a pullback back to there. Now, again, I will personally not be buying there. I mean, I might buy, you know, a short term on a futures trade, but generally I'm not going to buy, you know, like it's a real level. Cause again, I'm not a believer of the individual indexes. I will buy stocks. You know, again, I don't ever not buy stocks if they're good, if I like them. But the overall indexes, I think they have a much bigger break coming in. And quite honestly, I'm not going to sit there and get tortured as they grind up little by little. I'd just rather not participate. But we do have a breakout, so we're certainly not going to short it. 22,000, I guess it'd be 22.2 would be some support. It's about 100 points lower from here. Of course, it could be there in 5 minutes if they decide. In the meantime, I'd rather be neutral and observe. And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge. And don't forget to get Bubba's Bottom Line and Bubba's Daily Update available to you at BubbaTrading.com. Go check it out. Help a brother out. And we're going to stop out here for a break, and we'll be back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're doing a little listening in, and let's go back to that right now. Here we go.
Yes, and peace. Here at Papa X-Ray. Pretty much the same thing. I would say probably 2485, 2490. You'd want to be a buyer. A seller, where? Again, if I give you a number, I'm either going to use that measured move crap that, you know, a lot of the CMTs use, which I don't believe in, or I'm going to say, hey, it's going up. What do I need to get involved for? And I can wait. It's going to build a pattern. Now, it could be from here. It could be from 1,000 points higher than here. There's no way to tell where the pattern's going to come from. But eventually, it's going to build some consolidation. All right. And it's going to then roll over. But again, when? Who? No idea. All right. You know, right now you've got the overall marketplace preaching it's different, you know, the same stories. I mean, this is, you can go back to Tulip Mania and read about, you know, it's different and we don't have to worry about it and it's going to be great. And you can ask Isaac Newton, of course he's dead, but you could ask Sir Isaac Newton how he did in the South Sea Panic. Again, nothing changes in life. It's going to be the same ending. It's just a question, when does it end? No, we have no idea. And certainly when the markets have no volatility and when the markets have no volume, we certainly aren't going to step in. Now, again, if we were real busy and there was real action, I would say, hey, let's take a shot here. But in the current condition, any shot you take is ridiculous. You're just, you're giving up your dough as a rule. And it's like I said on Friday, you know, that the Duke brothers knew something. You know, it was just, you know, a way of saying that, you know, the markets, the option premium on the at the money put stuff in the big indexes was like zero way too early. And of course, they were right. The markets did rely from there. The Nasdaq. Nasdaq a little bit more interesting here. Now, it did make a new high. It's having a little bit of trouble here. Now, again, I'm not in a rush to sell here, but if I were going to sell, I would be much more apt to sell this one, all right, because again, it's having a little bit of trouble breaking out. Today's action was pretty ranky, right? If you look at the NASDAQ, and I just want to show you, I'm going to share this with you because I think it's important. If you look at the NASDAQ, look what happened. Right about, it was about 120, all of a sudden they decided they didn't like it anymore. It was up huge, very interesting all day. It was higher, it was higher, it was higher. And then right before the open this morning, it sold off and actually went slightly negative. Then, of course, it jackrabbited straight up. And then for hours, it went nowhere. And then it just, boom, collapsed. So the NASDAQ itself is more appealing if I'm looking to sell something. But again, I'm not in a hurry. Look, I'm bearish as I can be. Okay, I'm so bearish, you know, I could taste it. But I'm not going to get involved trying to outsmart the market that continues to want to go higher. And I want you to understand that no matter what happens in this market, you're going to get an opportunity to get short if that's the side you want to be on. All right. You don't have to get the first one. You'll get an opportunity. There's going to be another sell-off. And I would say maybe in the next couple of days, and there'll be a rally off that sell-off. But what we're missing, all right, is we had it going the way we thought it was correct here. And then it broke out again. But we want to see lower highs and lower lows. But we want a big move down first to develop that pattern. And right now, so far, that theory has failed. And again, that's showing that the markets are still going up. But we are at pretty good resistance. I mean, you know, again, if you said you want to sell us at, you know, 6,500, right around there, it's okay. I just don't see the edge here. I'd love to be short, but I don't want to get short just saying because I want to be short. I think there's going to be a better opportunity, and I don't think this is it yet. The Russell Romeo Uniform Tango. All right. It looks like it's trying to make a run. Now, we thought 1430 was an area, and of course it was not. We thought 1420 was an area, and it was not. And, of course, again, this is something you have to look at. So now you want to look at 1452 or 1450. You know, again, to try to fight a market without volatility, to try to fight a market that is just, you know, torturing everybody the way it's been trading, there's really no reason to fight. This goes back to the volatility being the great forgiver. There's no reason for us to try to get involved here. You know, again, would I like to be short this? Yeah. But is it really the time to short it? And I'd say the answer is no. I mean, the perfect example was the bounce off the bottom, which is fine. Here's where we wanted to sell. And it came in a little bit and then it took off. This should have been a great sale. And instead of being a great sale, it broke out of the consolidation and then broke to the upside again. So do we really, again, can we put any faith that the markets are going to have any follow through? And I think the answer is no. So why involve yourself? You want to take a pop at 1450, you can. I would say that I wouldn't do a lot of short selling before Wednesday anyways. I think that the Fed, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to say. But I can only imagine that as thin as the markets are, if you happen to be, you could be right and be wrong, because the markets could get a dramatic move that would might force you out before you were forced to be correct. I'd rather trade off of their announcement and try to figure it out from there versus trying to trade into their announcement, because basically I think they're going to give bad news. If I were going to bet here, I'd bet to be short, because I think you're seeing an overwhelming desire to buy. And again, that never really works in the long run. So we'll see. Crude, Charlie Lima. Let me change this. We're now in November crude. So we're going to be over $50. Okay. Now we're up at the top level. This equates to where we were before. I think this is a sale. I'm short. I'm selling more. Okay. You've got OPEC meeting again this week, you know, going to try to do their best at manipulating. I don't care. I see no reason. There's no compelling factor here to be a buyer of crude from a fundamental basis to a supply demand basis to any other reason. I couldn't make a compelling case to be long crude. So I'd rather, if I'm going to be in, I'd rather be shorted. And I think that this is a great spot at, you know, 50 and a half, 51, right around here. Gold. Ugly. All right. So I put up the right contract. Z is in December. So we thought that 1330 or so was an opportunity, and it was not. Now, hopefully you recognize that the market was not holding and you didn't buy it. But again, I don't have a problem with you bought it. Makes sense. But so today I wrote for Kitco, we're at the moment of truth. Now we broke 1320. I mean, the line in the sand has to be now 1300. Now that would be, again, this does not look really appetizing at the moment. Because you're saying the Fed is now trying to throw the market run up and mess people's lives again. No, I look, you'll see this later, but the Fed has been wrong on every turn in history. Okay. And I'm being serious. This is not because I don't like them. I was not always an anti-Fed guy. Okay. They've been wrong with every decision they've made in history. So again, why would I expect this time to be different? I know they're going to either raise rates too soon. They've already should have done this and they didn't. So now the signal is that the economy isn't as good a shape as they're telling you, because if there was, they could raise rates. So at the end of the day, I know they're going to make the wrong decision and they're going to create this panic, and they're going to, as they always have done in every other major bubble, they've popped it because they don't understand what the hell's going on. You know, when you have economists that don't understand markets and you have economists that don't understand the real function of business, they don't make the right decisions ever. So here at 1300, I would be a buyer. I think now, you know, you could kind of scalp at 1300, 1340. I would find it hard to believe that we don't make a run at 1370, even if they're going to break down lower. I find that pretty hard to believe. So I look to be a buyer at 1300. I think you can look to be, you know, if you want to take profit at 1340, if you get it, 1360, and then I think 1370 should be a short-term top, although I do believe we're going higher, you know, longer term. Creditors, I meant to China. Why does the USA pay more interest to our sovereign debtors? Well, I mean, they pay the standard rate. I mean, they pay what the bond pays. It goes up and down, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, they printed those bonds so that they could, you know, if you don't remember, they eliminated a 30-year bond for a while, and they had to bring it back. And now they want to talk about a 100-year bond. All that is a function of kicking the can down the road. Speaking of the bonds, Zulu Bravo, right? So we continue to now see the break that we were looking for, and they didn't make it easy. It was pretty torturous, but we now see a continued, you know, falling. Okay. And I think you could look for this to continue to fall. Now here you should probably see some sort of a little bounce from here. And the real key will be here is where will it bounce to? Logically, it could bounce to 08 and maybe 31, which would be both selling areas. If you believe, right. Now, again, this will be affected by what the Fed does on Wednesday and what they decide to do on rates. And again, not really what they actually decide. It'll be what the street. It'll be what the street decides for them, because what's going to happen is they're going to make their announcement, and then the investors and traders are going to decide what they think of those numbers. And you can look.
And we'll come back with more of that one after the break. But this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz and, of course, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every day. And don't forget about Bubba's daily updates as well as Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you at BubbaTrading.com. Check it out. We're going to stop out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're going to go back and continue to listen. So here we go right now.
Look for, like I said, as always, about three moves, up, down, and then the right direction, whichever that happens to be. But I think, you know, as a short-term play, you know, you could look to be possibly a buyer here, but inevitably I'm looking just to be a seller, and of course I'm already short, but I would look to be, I would sell more at 155.08. And then I might step in again at 155.31. I'm not real afraid of this trade. It's not like I'm afraid of Tesla, you know, because Tesla, there is no logic to what's going on there. Here, there is some logic and there's ways to do things. So that's what I'd be looking for here. The dollar, Delta X-ray Yankee. And again, it looks like it has held the bottom. I would be very comfortable. I'm long the dollar. I'm comfortable owning it here. And I'm comfortable adding down here. Now, again, one of the differences here in an index like the dollar versus a stock, this isn't going broke. It may go lower, but I believe that this I can outlast and hold for a longer period of time because I don't have to worry about the company going broke. I don't have to worry about the straight up move. And again, it's always easier to hold longs than it is to hold shorts because if you're holding longs, obviously it can only go to zero. If you're holding shorts, you know, who would have thought Tesla would have gone from, you know, wherever it went to almost 400? You know, who would have thought Yahoo would have been trading at 500 at one point in time? So those are things that I look at. So it's easier to take a speculation trade if you're going to buy something, you know, like the futures in a future versus an individual stock. And of course, the euro currency, pretty whippy today, but looks to be, you know, again, near that top level. Oops, sorry. 6EZ7. You know, kind of whippy, but again, looks like it's starting to possibly turn over. You know, 121, 122 was our upside target as a max. I would like to be a seller here probably at 121 if we'd get a rally there. Firing Robert Mueller is a black swan? I don't think so. I don't think that's the black swan. I think the black swan could still possibly be North Korea. It could be this debt problem. Again, you know, nobody talks about the debt. We have so much debt, it's sickening, and there is no growth at the top of it. So we'll see. I think we'd be a seller here about 121, maybe a little bit under there. You could look to be a buyer for a pop at 119 if you choose. I believe it's going to break down through here when it breaks. And, again, I'm looking for my first real target on the downside is probably about 114. It's a British pound. Here, see what happens. We keep buying it because there you go. That's one of the issues. All right. Now, if you have some of this on, if you have the 6B, ZXB or whatever, you may want to take a little profit here. Pretty big move, pretty big straight up move. I would certainly not fault you for taking a little bit of profit here. I still like it, but I wouldn't, I wouldn't be a buyer until a pullback of, let's say 132 or so. So I think that you want to wait, for that. I think you'll see it. And I think you're better off kind of giving it some time here. I think it's time to, maybe take a little of this off the table. And of course, the VIX, the VXX too, but here we're trying to go down again. Look at, you're not getting any support. Now the days are narrow, but you're getting no help. And as we say often, is the VIX is the great forgiver. If you can't get help from the VIX, you're not going to get a break. Okay. And the break we need is if we make the trade in the wrong side of the market, we need the market to move enough to give us a chance to get out. And when you have no volatility, you don't get that chance. And that's something that's important to understand. As important as anything else you're going to ever learn is, does the market give you an opportunity to get in and out if you make a mistake, if you make a bad trade? And that's what we're looking for. Right? When you have no volatility, you don't get those opportunities. So the VIX looks like it's going to go maybe test the lows again. I don't know if we're going to make just a higher low now. It's hard to say. But in the meantime, this VXX is such a piece of garbage. Again, this is criminal, I think, what these guys do, which is why you never want to hold this for long term, because they're just going to drill it down again and it's going to reverse split again. And it's just going to be garbage. You're going to get decayed out in this garbage. And again, I, as I've said many times, and I will continue to say it, eventually somebody's going to jail for these triple leverage products, because there's somebody's stealing a lot of money out here. You look at this stock, the split adjusted value of this stock is like 120,000 here. It's 122,000 split adjusted. It's at $41 right now. Okay. You tell me. Anyways, all right, so mass psychology supports the pricey stock market. Well, of course, we know what happens when everybody's on the same side, right? We know when the masses are loaded up, what happens? And again, I would expect this time to be no different, okay? Look, everybody's in there buying. You can't buy enough today, all right? Every TV station, every advisor says buy, buy, buy. All right. We're never going down again. The markets are different. It's a different dichotomy now. We don't have to worry about it anymore. All right. Earnings are great. Okay. I don't believe that. But, somebody yelled at me on this call and said, hey, earnings are great. Well, again, if you like contracting earnings, then good for you. But again, I don't like companies that are getting smaller that are just taking the money that they can borrow from the banks at low and taking out the dividend players and buying back their own stock. That's not real growth to me. I have a problem with that. Again, that's something that, again, it may not happen today, but it's something to watch for. Increasing healthcare and other costs. Again, we keep losing our spending power because the expenses around it, there is no inflation, but the important things that we use all the time, I keep going up. So, we can ignore it all we want, but at the end of the day, it's going to be another problem. Aggressive Fed sparked a long way correction. I don't expect it to start this week, quite frankly. I mean, again, we continue to go higher. I see no reason that the market won't continue to try to go higher. Again, nothing has happened that would change the overall dynamics of the market yet. I think you're going to still see, and that's why I'm not worried about missing the sell-off, because the dips will be bought for a while. We need the market to technically break. In other words, what we had for a while when we had the lower highs. Right now, you know, the Fed could spark it. The Fed could be the black swan, but I would tend to doubt it. And furthermore, if we go back to Ben Bernanke in 2013, in May, when he was the black swan, he immediately corrected himself and changed his mind. Okay. So again, I would not expect any difference. So I do not believe that they'll be the black swan. They could create a short-term sell-off, but they'll immediately come back limping and with their tail between their legs and trying to convince you to go the other way. Would you please review the market break systems in the event of a massive market correction? I don't know what all the numbers are, but if the S&P opens, I think down 2,000, I forgot the numbers. I will look it up. The circuit breakers you're talking about. There's three numbers, and then if they hit the third one, they close for the day. But I will look them up. I don't have them up top of my head. Russia-China plan for North Korea. Now, that could be more or less the black swan. This is pretty ugly what's going on here. With Russia and China in bed together, they're happy that we're the ones that have to deal with North Korea. This whole nuclear deal, it could be a problem. And if we don't squeeze China, which is what we have to do, in my opinion, then this could be end up being the black swan.
And I do believe that that could be the black swan, because this is a more than just a North Korea deal. And hopefully our guys will step up and take care of business. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Go there and download the show every day. Don't forget. And for those who celebrate Rosh Hashanah, happy, healthy, sweet New Year. I know it starts tonight. May it be great. May you have a great year, and may it bring a lot of sweetness and health to you. Lashana Tova. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station, right here at The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.